Okay, Carl. Start the game. I mean, it's a slow start. Like what you said just saying. I mean, first 10-15, like we weren't really in the game, but
came right out of the blocks, and you know, we got caught cold with a set piece where, you know, we've spoken about it. It's one of their strengths. It's what they play for, and we didn't do well enough, obviously, on that when we conceded the goal. But then we got a foothold in the game, and I thought we deserved the 2-1 lead at half time. They've come out of the block second half, all guns blazing, you know, and fair play to them. You know, got an equaliser that they deserved, you know. Would that be with 10 men on the pitch or 11 men on the pitch? I don't know, you know. But we've shown great spirit again then to get back in the game, and then we had it robbed from us, the point that we worked so hard for, by another.
Well, I was gonna ask you that. I thought it was only me that saw it, but it looks like everybody saw the bush in the ground, seen it.
Absolutely, it
was blatant. Yeah,
straight in the back. You know, I just said to the referee then about it, and he said he'll have a look, but he didn't see it. He honestly didn't see it. What can you do? If he doesn't see something, then he can't give it. I don't think there was any malice or any bias in any of his decisions. No. You know, you can't give something if you don't see it.
But looking at that first half, though, we certainly got a foothold in that, and we're by far a better team, I would say.
Yeah,
after the first 10,
and that's, you know, credit to our lads, and we've still got more to come. We can play a lot better than we did then. You know, there's still little bits and bobs where we need to improve, but we'll be doing that in training. I'm more than happy with the attitude and the work rate of the players, which is what I've asked for. You know, since the Lancaster display.
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't get what you deserve in football. I'm not saying all 3 points, because I think that would have been harsh on Chester. But I think a draw would have been a fairer result.
And James Burns, a fantastic game. I mean, both keepers, to be fair, made some fantastic saves, but James especially.
Yeah, I've been saying all along that he's the best keeper in this at this level. There's no two ways about it. He is. Mm. Yeah, he's a different class, and you know, we're lucky to have him. A great lad as well.
And then Tuesday, is it time for some lads who are not playing to get a game?
Definitely. You know, we've looked at that. Obviously, the lads who haven't really had a lucky, or have been on the fringes of things, just had a couple of minutes here. Then, you know, we can use the Manchester Premier Cup as something where we can give them lads a really good run out and have a look at a few different things. You know, and that's what we'll be doing on Tuesday. Look forward to it.
Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.